This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, much appreciation to Ben Olsen, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, ahead of their match tomorrow versus FC Dallas, the Texas Derby. In fact, it's needed, bro. Like, I think they have lost the last three Texas Derbies last season.
No, they haven't. I don't think they've beaten Dallas since May of 2023.
Like, I mean, series for me. But I actually, when you say that, let me see. I think I still have.
They have several draws and one loss or two losses, but they haven't beat them in.
Yeah, we need it
in a while.
We need it. I'm just going to pretend that I'm going to be the good omen myself. I'm just going to bring the good vibes myself. Hopefully you fine folks can also bring it. Shell energy tomorrow. Yeah, you're actually right.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah, go get that win. How about that? Mm-hmm. But yeah, well, I'm that's part of my the three-step
your
tomorrow.
Triple step?
Triple header, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to, I'm locking in. I'm going to Iowa State. That's going to happen at the Fertitta Center. Mm-hmm. I'm going out to the Home Run Dugout. In Katy, 12-6 is when they're going to be out there celebrating Area 45's 1-year anniversary, and they're watching Better BF Bevel 2, watching that fight, and then I'll make it out to that match in Edo at Shell Energy Stadium. All right, I was talking about it before we got Ben on the line. My new homeboy Ben. In fact, he's probably going to be my new manager when I'm the third goalkeeper on Houston Dynamo. Y'all won't laugh, but. Before we talk to Ben, I was talking about Sheldon Rankins got released from the Bengals. Is that of any interest to you for a team that is going to need to figure out what they're doing in the interior? They've got some of these interior defensive linemen that are coming up, and that's a guy that played really well for you last year. This year he had a little bit of injury, and so that was kind of fell back, especially when you consider like the big contract that he had signed. Still, he's not that old. I think he's going into his age 31 season here. Would that interest you at all, or is this just like a pipe dream?
Look, the interesting thing is he wouldn't be the first to go and come back, either here or a bunch of teams. And, you know, they have a relationship, and I don't know how much of it was performance-based as much as, you know, they had to bring in some other guys, et cetera. But it really doesn't interest me that much. And I think the biggest reason it has all the markings. If you read and saw how he played in Cincinnati and read what people are saying about him who follow this team, he's got all the markings of a guy that's really starting to hit the wall, you know? And it's a high impact position, high leverage position. I think he'll be going into his 10th season. Doesn't mean it's over, but I think it's sort of, maybe you want a better upgrade than that, you know, from what you have already.
Or are you in a place where you definitely want an upgrade in like free agency, or are you more inclined towards, hey, some of these guys that have been here, just find ways to get them to come back on relatively?
I think the answer for me is yes, because I've been advocating, you know, interior offensive or defensive line in the draft.
But
you also got some really good performances out of the guys that were here, you know, this past season.
All right. Okay. So I was just interested in gauging your perspective there. I'd also like to gauge your perspective here as I'm consistently looking at ways to better the hometown Houston teams. This has been kind of a little bit of scuttlebutt that's happening NBA-wise. Are you familiar with one Demetrius Morant?
Oh.
Better known as Ja.
Yeah. Ja.
There's been a lot of his name was Demetrius.
Tummy. You know me. I'm gonna throw a little bit of these nuggets out there every once in a while.
I'm thinking like who?
John Morant. There's been kind of some scuttlebutt out there that he could be like traded. Now I'm gonna start here so that nobody says that I'm trying to like create some level of clickbait or whatever. Even though I don't know what you'd be clicking in this instance. John Morant, the idea that he's traded might be a little bit far-fetched. Grizzlies GM Zach Kleiman has strongly denied any plans to trade him. However, that scuttlebutt still exists, and I don't think that smoke out of entirely nowhere. Is that, does John Morant rise to the level of star that you'd be interested in? Like, because, of course, the Rockets are keeping, they're standing ready to go. Like, they're like a batter at the plate. Mm-hmm. But they're loaded and ready to swing at the first pitch that is theirs. Is John Morant that pitch for the Rockets?
Yeah, I would love it. And I'm glad you brought up that both that the GM has strongly denied it or said it wouldn't happen, but also that there's smoke. This smoke rarely comes out of nowhere. Like, it very rarely comes out of just thin air. So there has been and probably is still something there. I think that's exactly, you know, all these things we've talked about over the course of the, you know, the last few weeks with the Rockets, you know, what they need, late game situations, you know, another guy that can handle and distribute and score and the whole nine yards, and you want the ball in his hand, you want to inbound the ball to him in late game situations. He's it. He's that. Now, you know, certainly it comes with some sort of, you know, potential, you know, hiccup.
I was like, look, man, Memphis is a very particular place if you are one of those guys. And I was like, Houston is not all that different of a place necessarily.
Let's just call them hiccups. But, on the field for sure. I mean, on the court.
Okay, so the tough thing about it is I like him in a vacuum. It gets a little bit more difficult when you think about what it might be necessary to actually acquire his services because John Morant is the caliber of player where you probably going to have to give up something that's going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. And like, would you be willing? I think Jackson Gatlin of Locked On Rockets was coming up, was talking around this. And what's interesting with this is that you probably would have to give up a prospect of a pretty high repute, maybe the likes of someone like either Alperin or Amen or future draft capital with
we can move on to the next
comment. Like
he's saying either.
If you have
he's
to give up either. If you would have to give up either one of those, are you like, all right, well, it's not even worth it.
What are my choices?
Either Alperin or Amen in addition to some level. Because, I mean, that's a guy that's already proven to be an all NBA type caliber player, even though he's had some kind of step back and some recent injury issues that's worth noting.
If it doesn't hurt, it probably wasn't a good trade. That's an old saying.
Oh, look at that. I was like, I thought you were gonna be like Figgy, where it's like, actually, now that you start mentioning two of these guys, that it feels like the Rockets fan base has locked
I was thinking Jalen Green and some whole bunch of picks and Reed Shepard and pieces like that. I don't know.
Now, picks might be more attractive to Memphis in this situation.
That's gonna be given, right? Yeah. That is the war chest for this Rockets team. You have young talent, but you also have a buttload of picks that you can kind of throw at the situation.
I'm not trying to skirt the question here. I mean, picks would be my number one choice, and frankly, I don't care about them if you can get John Morant. Really don't. With this
and
squad.
That's why I was I know that you'll give up all the, give them the whole war chest.
Yeah.
I'm interested
but
in,
not
like,
to dodge your question, if it had to be one of those players involved, those are the two.
I'm not even saying, like, pick the one. I'm saying, like, if it's one of those players, are you in?
Again, you know, people say it all the time. If it doesn't hurt, it probably wasn't a good trade for you.
Spicy.
So it's going to have to hurt.
No, for me, it's a hypothetical. It seems relatively unlikely at this given point. We see things can shift pretty quickly, particularly in the NBA. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to establish what is that line of the superstar that the Rockets probably should be able to be like, all right, this is where we go.
It would have to be Jalen Green.
Yes.
Because
he got the big contract too.
What you want him to become, Ja Morant is.
That's who I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be kind of towards that level.
Whereas you need what Amen Thompson is, and you need what Alperin Sengun is.
Yeah, but on the other side, you look at the Grizzlies, and it's like, why would I trade the full product of this for something that you're hoping
to? Young talent, and maybe it's a demanded trade.
Picks, if you get Jalen Green, who could get you 21 points a game.
And picks.
Picks, and Reed Shepard, somebody that could do something like that.
But Memphis is in the thick of things. You know? They're in the thick of things.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right. I'm interested in from the 832. Why trade for someone that would most likely get suspended for an entire season? Well, I wouldn't say most likely, but the possibility is there. I'd be lying if I told you that's entirely unlikely. But I don't know, most likely is the way that I would go there. But yes, I mean, that is part of the consideration. However, have you seen John Morant play? Like, he's an energetic player. And maybe that's also something that slows you down. He has been a better shooter over this time, but he's not an incredible shooter. But energy, ability to drive in a way that you don't have enough of, those are all interesting.
He can probably get butts in seats, too.
That is also a good point. Sure. He is of the caliber where you look up and you go, he was, you know, he put some butts in seats in a way that I don't know that a lot of dudes around the league do. I don't know. We might revisit that at some point. But joining us now, on the high line, ahead of a huge college game day game at the Fertitta Center versus visiting Iowa State. It is the athletic let's try that one more time. The athletic director of the University of Houston Cougars. It is Eddie Nunez. Eddie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Don't worry about it. You can just call me AD or just call me just Eddie. I'm good to go either way.
I appreciate you being humble and not making too much of me stumbling down verbal stairs. No. I'll try not to do too much of that to somebody of your esteemed repute working for an organization like the University of Houston. All right. All of that aside, how exciting is it to have College Game Day coming and descending upon this team at this time?
Oh, it's an unbelievable opportunity. I know everybody's said that and you've heard that countless times. I mean, but to be able to get someone like ESPN Game Day here, it's a true testament to the recognition of this program, what Coach Sampson has built, the culture on that program. And it's really, again, the year they've had, but also what they've done to be able to get it to this point. So it's when they called about a week ago and told us this was something possible, we started working, putting all our efforts to make this happen. And so we're really excited, but it's truly a testament to the program and what they've done to get it to this level.
Yeah, you know, and I'm old enough to remember when UH basketball was maybe the second or third at worst most popular sport in this city or team in this city. And you are back in that neighborhood. You know, you're back in that. It's been a long road. There were many years where UH people basketball will say, no, it's never going to happen. Then along comes Kelvin Sampson. My question is more macro. You made it happen. I mean, Kelvin Sampson and U of H and, you know, from the top down has made it happen. How does it happen with football, which is king in this Texas, or other sports, and, you know, and building on that?
It's the same way. First of all, you got to get a leader that understands it has to be done a little bit differently. And for us, it's no different, you know, with Willie here now. You know, he and I are aligned, our system, everybody from our president to our regents, everybody's aligned. And so he is going to do it the same way, in a very similar way that Coach Sampson is. They're going to roll up their sleeves. They're going to get after it. They're going to work hard. They're going to bring in character young men that are going to help compete. And then they're going to be good. They're going to be talented. And so we have all the talent around us in this great city and in the state. And we've got to be able to find a way to tap into that. And he's doing it. He's already showing in the recruiting kind of road right now. And so I have no doubt that Willie's going to get this program where everybody, you know, wants it to be, but it's going to take some hard work. There's nothing easy about in this college landscape today. There's nothing easy. So you got to be ready to work hard for it.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I mean, historically in college sports, I know we've all, you know, taken this in, proximity matters a good amount, and Houston has in great degree. Want to matters in a good amount. Houston has always had in great degree. But in this new landscape, like the NIL of everything matters way more. It's so outsized than the way I think that any of us could have expected. And apologies if this is an inappropriate question to ask you, but have you gotten any level of handle or grasp on this NIL landscape that it felt like we were just fully wild wested into?
No, I don't think if anybody out there is telling you they do, they're lying. The reality is, we all have a very good understanding of it. We have of what it is or what it looks like, what will open up here come July 1st. But the fact is, there's still so many unanswered questions, so many things that are changing day by day. I mean, when you have states still today coming out with new legislation and other states trying to diffuse or put their state in a better situation now, until there's something done federally, we're all still very much in limbo. We do agree. We do support NIL. We do support rev share. But there has to be some better guidelines to give us a chance to be successful. But we have to be different. We have to look at things differently. We have to be, I mean, again, we're in a sense, a pro market we've turned into. And so we have to make sure that we go forward business-wise to be able to be like that.
And I'm glad you mentioned RevShare, because that's also something that I think has been a little bit less sexy than NIL specifically, but obviously with, you know, the Supreme Court and, you know, finding those things out, like how prepared mm-hmm. is the University of Houston for RevShare in comparison to the rest of the nation?
When I first arrived here, there was, and it's, again, not a shot at anybody else because there was a lot of things changing at the time. There wasn't a set plan for us in RevShare and what we were going to do. So we really had to roll up our sleeves, we had to try to position ourselves where we needed to be. But honestly, it was getting the board, getting our president to see the vision and how we would get there. And so we had to present a plan that would give us a chance to do it. We're going to be all in. We've said it publicly. We're going all in. We're going to do the max that we can. We've got to be creative now, and we've got new revenue streams that are coming in that are going to help us get to that. But if we want to be competitive, if we want to sustain success with basketball, with what they've done, with football where it needs to be, with all sports, baseball, softball, if we want to get and be a competitor for championships in every sport, we have to RevShare, and we have to be ready to do it and be great at doing it. We got to maximize the value of every one of our teams, not just by spending, but spending the right way.
I'm curious about this part. You know, obviously the Texans really leaned into the whole H-Town stuff. I shouldn't say stuff, but you know, identifying with Houston and having Houston identify with them. You are the University of Houston, but you know, when it comes to game day experiences, being mm-hmm. able to reach fans that are not U of H, former students or just whatever, that has to be high on your list and how you plan to do it. And what I'm really sort of getting at is just the cultures and the markets here, you know, the Hispanic heritage that you have, that I have, that the Texans have really reached, the H-Town theme that the Texans have really reached, and others. How are you approaching that, and how crucial is that?
You know, it's important, and that's one of the things that I set out when I first arrived here, was to try to make sure that I get in the community as much as I can. And I've been I've been throughout this whole city. I've been through all the way from San Antonio to Austin to the Valley, you name it. And my goal is we just can't expect people to come here. We've got to give them a reason to come here. We've got to show them that when they get here, it's going to be an unbelievable experience. But we've got to tap into the Hispanic area. We have a good group of them already that are coming out and supporting the Cougs. Now, how do we continue to build off that? But part of it is we've got to get in the community. We can't expect them to come to us. We've got to go to them too. And so I'm very forward thinking when it comes to that. I want to find ways from a merchandise, from doing camps and other things that we can get our student athletes, myself, our coaches, to go out there and let them see that we're all in this together.
All right, we're talking to Eddie Nunez, the athletic director of the University of Houston. And look, you talk about the experience. I'm probably not going to be a better one than this game right here against Iowa State. Like, how do we get involved with the college game day of it all? Like, what is there anything mm-hmm. else that you need to let the people know ahead of this game tomorrow?
Yeah, so first and foremost, look, come early. It's going to everything's going to start. We got parking lots opening up at 5 a.m. We're going to have everybody lining up there starting at 7. First 500 students will get with tickets. We'll be able to get up front line. We'll get them all lined up. We're going to pack the Fertitta Center as much as we can. We're going to have our students. We're going to have regular fans. So come on out. We're going to have poster areas where they can do kind of design their own posters and make sure it's ready for game day. We're going to have some of our sponsors are going to be helping with food and donuts. Our football team, you talked about building it the right way. Willie's bringing his whole football team there to help not just pass out and welcome everybody as they come in, but they're going to stay there for the whole duration. He's going to be front and center. So I urge everybody to come enjoy themselves. We're going to do a tailgate party after outside by the student area so people can continue to enjoy themselves between game day and the actual game. So a lot happening. This is our chance for this city, for our university, to really show America what basketball, but what the University of Houston brand is about. So, I encourage everybody to come out. Come and enjoy yourselves. This is going to be a fun day. I know the weather is not ideal. Hey, who cares? Indoors. Let's go party. Let's go party.
It's
Let's
indoors, go party. Yeah. And you had Absolutely. Me at donuts.
I'm going to try to. I told people we need to do some breakfast burritos. We got to get some stuff out there. Yeah. So we might mix it up a little bit.
Very good. Very good. Eddie Nunez, the AD of the University of Houston Cougars. Looking forward to being out there tomorrow as well, and excited to see the game.
Gents, thank you guys for the time. If you all ever need anything from us, don't hesitate. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. There you go. Eddie Nunez, AD of the University of Houston. Really interested in like his insight in the NIL and revenue sharing space. But, man, big time game tomorrow big versus time. Iowa State. I appreciate my guy Ocho, who is huge into basketball. Like, ask him about if the offense is going to get better. I'm like, I'm not asking the AD about the offense right now. I'm not doing that right
How's
now.
How's that 1-3-1 press?
Yeah. Now, if we can get Kelvin on phone,
yeah.
I'm going to ask Kelvin about that offense. Mm-hmm. Please believe. But no, excited for that, man. Huge day in Houston sports tomorrow. All right. Coming up next, about the time where we hand it over to Figgy for the mixtape. What you got for us?
Yeah. So what's something people always say that's very annoying? 713-572-4610. Somebody put a list out on social media, and I'm going to go through that list. Plus, Payne and Pendergast is back to being roomies.
Oh, yeah. So roommate conversation?
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. 713-572-4610. What's a total eye roll or annoying phrases that people always say and kind of in everyday life? Somebody posted this this list of random things that people always say that's just a total eye roll mm-hmm. at times. And I'm going to go through this list quickly, and I just kind of want to get y'all reaction to it. So what about the overly corporate jargon? Mm-hmm. So synergy, bandwidth, let's circle back.
Yeah.
This one, I never heard of this one. Let's drill down.
Yeah.
We got to drill down on that.
I never heard that one. Or let's do a deep dive into the core metrics.
Core metrics. Yeah, baby.
Before it. Reinvent the wheel of our verbiage.
Yeah, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. No.
Yes.
I think you all know how I feel about these things.
I think you love them. This is how you talk on a day-to-day basis. Certainly.
You all know how I feel.
What about alpha, when somebody say alpha male?
Alpha male?
That's a big eye roll for me. Like, it's probably unfair, but I'm surmising that I have a good idea of a lot of your thoughts on various things. Yeah, that feels like one of those, like, hey, this tells me a lot about you without you having to say a lot.
Yeah.
What about people that say I've done my research.
Oh, God.
And they all it was is just watch a YouTube video.
Thank you. I even worse is when people say, do your own research on topic or whatever topic. My own research? I don't have, you know, access to a university library, on a whim.
And they only say
you
that.
You probably have a lot more access than you think you do.
And people only say that when you call them out on something.
Yeah.
When they give an opinion or something like that. And yeah. You be like, wait, da-da-da. Like, well, do your own research.
Yeah, do your own research with people whose values and thoughts and opinions are in line with yours. That's not research. That's somebody saying maybe the same thing wrong as you.
Yeah. What about this one? We've always done it that way.
That one drives me up the wall. That's not a reason.
Why?
Just because
you've done it that way.
Yeah, that's not a good reason. Like, did you have a good reason back then? Because if you had a bad reason back then, you've just been doing bad stuff for a long period of time. That tradition doesn't mean very much outside of the fact that you did it that way.
Yeah.
What about, I'm just being honest?
Oh, well, yeah, that's more of an expression. That wouldn't bother me as much.
No,
hey, I'm just being honest.
Because usually the people are like, no, I'm just an honest person. Like, no, it's likely you're probably a jerk. Because like, you can be honest and not be a jerk.
Yeah, some people usually say that after they make some type of foolish statement. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just being honest. It's just like, all right, man. What about the person that's bringing up the astrology randomly?
Red flag.
So, hey, yeah, I was walking through the office and I bumped into the door, and you know, because I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I kind of react different.
You know how Aries are. You know how Scorpios are. No, I don't. I really don't. I've never looked.
So bad about that because I try very much.
Are you that person?
No, absolutely. Oh, okay. Not. Yeah. No, but I'm bad about that because I try and let people enjoy their stuff, like have their things, right? That's something that, in theory, does not really harm people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's deeply annoying. And if it's just annoying, then that's fine. Just be annoyed and don't, like, you don't have to be a jerk.
Well, the Virgo in me is coming out.
But there's other times where I'm like,
The part that get me is when I'm talking to somebody, hey, when's your birthday?
Yeah.
And then I tell them, oh, see, I knew that's why we clicked together.
Oh, because God.
You're a Libra and I'm a Gemini. And Libras and Geminis connect. I'm like, I could have lied and said
I got a half mind to lie every time. Every time that happens, I'm this close to lying.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Like, what's your sign?
Mm-hmm.
What you want me to say?
Aries. Hey, Aries. Yeah. Oh, see, that's why we connect.
Well, but I'm not an Aries. Psych.
Yeah. What about people that say my truth?
My truth.
This is my truth.
That's one of those ones where I think it goes a couple ways. There's some people you're like, okay, they just kind of talk like that. And there's other people you're like, oh, okay, see, I know that you are out here lying and stuff. That's fine.
Yeah.
What about, do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
Oh, that's real nasty work.
That's an absolute no-go.
Yeah. Money came by happiness.
I don't mind that one that much either. That's more of a saying.
And that saying annoys me.
It might be annoying, but it's just more of a saying.
Because it's like, we're not taking a nuanced look at this, because for some people, especially because that phrase is usually, or can be weaponized in a way to kind of tell you to shut up, right? Except there's a lot of times where I'd be a lot more happy if I was not dealing with this stressful thing that needed money.
It seemed like we use that phrase whenever somebody with money and they're not happy or something bad happened and they kind of going off the rail. Well, money can't buy happiness.
Right.
Well, give me that money and watch me be happy.
Let's find out.
Let me test that. What about this one? You're just too sensitive. And I only brought that up just to play this.
Don't call me sensitive. Hell, your ass
is sensitive.
That's why I didn't talk. I was like, I know what this is for. I know exactly what this is for. I will let you play it.
It would woke. That's one of them that kind of bothered me now.
Agreed.
Yeah. I'm shook or that triggers me.
See, all these have a shelf life. Like for a while, 10 years ago, when somebody said, boy, that really triggers me. You think, oh, yeah, I get what you're saying. Kind of clever. But now it's just like, that's enough.
All right, this is the last one I'm going to put down, but starting any statement with, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, no?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I get the point. As long as I follow.
No.
You offer an opportunity to be misunderstood, which is problematic, but as long as I get it, I'm very strong on the idea that communication, like language is about communication.
Mm-hmm.
As long as your message is understood, we're good. However, there's some times where you're muddling up your message, friend.
Yeah.
And that's one of those instances where it's possible.
Nah.
Yeah, nah.
All right, so Payne and Pendergast, they are traveling to West Palm Beach for the start of the spring baseball.
Yes, let's go.
Thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, they will be roomies again in the Airbnb, this time with Adam Spillane. So I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to work out. And Adam Spillane was actually on with us on Wednesday, and he pretty much told us about him being a roommate.
What has been the biggest complaint that roommates have had of you?
A snore.
Fun.
not OCD. I thought you were that guy. Folded the clothes,
No. I don't care about any of that. No, I'm a bit of a snore. Yeah. But I just try to blend in. I get upset if you have not removed your laundry from the machine.
Oh yeah,
when I need to.
That's fair.
But yeah, I'm pretty.
Are you tidy?
I try to be.
I'm not
great at it, but I'm not like, it's not like wrappers and stuff all over the place. It's mostly just like clothes.
Shoes.
That's probably the big thing. Mm-hmm. But no, I just try and blend in. You can talk to those guys from 2 years ago. I was pretty easy to deal with.
What's the best thing you bring to the table as a roommate?
I don't think I'd probably bring anything.
Okay, very good. Excellent. I love the awareness.
I bring nothing.
I really don't bring anything.
I bring nothing.
So I don't think Payne and Pendergast have anything to worry about, right?
Nah, they've done this before as a group, which is nice, as he mentioned 2 years ago. But then also, he's like, the thing that really gets him is leaving your clothes in the washing machine or the dryer. I think they're going to be fine because I think Seth is good about that.
Except for
the time that he left his underwear up here just on the table for some reason.
Which is true.
And then we know that Sean not about to do that because Sean don't touch a washing machine.
Mm-hmm. No, this is true. So Adam should have, easy path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this made me really think about the time we was in New Orleans for Radio Row earlier this month. And we did a little video for Instagram. You can check that reel out on the Sports Radio 610's Instagram page. Mm-hmm. And we pretty much gave our reasons on why we were should be the best roommate.
Yeah.
And it's a couple of them that stick out to me and just live in my head rent free. Another word that a phrase I kind of hate. But this was Sean's reason for why he is the best roommate. And it just lives in my head all the time now.
I'm told that we need to put a campaign together to be the number one roommate on this trip per the Reggie Atitula roommate power rankings. Here's my 5-point plan for why I am the best in the world today. Number one, this is a ring light. It's in a bag. Two of my roommates use this to generate revenue for themselves. They wouldn't have been able to do that without me.
Yeah,
right?
Revenue is funny.
He said they wouldn't be able to do that without me.
I would have been just fine. Just would have been a little.
Who
was
the other? Because I knew that you borrowed the lamp.
Was it B. Scott?
Did B. Scott use the ring light?
I think you were.
Maybe Seth.
No, I think it was Show. I think it was Ron.
Okay.
Because Ron did his podcast.
Okay.
All
right.
But
generate revenue.
Yeah. Here's another one that I just crack up at because Seth was so spirited with this.
Mm-hmm.
This is Seth's reason why he felt like he's the better roommate.
I brought food for people tonight. I cooked. Sean T. Pendergast hasn't been home yet. I don't know what that's all about.
He's just like, I don't know what that's all about. Mm-hmm. I cooked. He kind of sounds like an angry wife.
I've been
wife.
Slaving over the stove all afternoon.
That's right.
And I don't know where you've been.
I don't know where he's at.
Didn't even call, honestly.
Didn't even text or call.
That was really the shame is that, Sean, you got to let your partner know that you're, maybe going to be home a little late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is Clint right here. Clint had to be a little extra with this one, and he got a lot of ayos when it came to his reason why he's the better roommate.
Well, what I brought to the trip, it's a long list. Where should I start? I drove my wife's vehicle over here, put those miles on it, gave Ron Euclid a nice, easy, slow ride to New Orleans.
That's right. Oh. Wow. To New Orleans.
Wow.
To New Orleans. He just needed to take a breath, man. What's your problem?
What you give Ron?
Yeah. Gave Ron Euclid a nice, easy, slow ride.
Yeah. I think that's a search history.
those are the most important parts when you're on a road trip. Yeah. Nice, easy, slow. Those are the, right?
Oh, road trip, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now, this is the last one. This one cracks me up so much. This is, shout out to B. Scott. This is B. Scott's reasoning for why he was the best roommate.
I would say that I brought peace to the table. Like, I didn't really bother anybody. The thing that I had to offer was not making a mess that anybody had to clean up.
My favorite.
So in other words, you did what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
He said, hey, what makes me the best roommate, look, I brought peace to the table.
Peace.
Yeah. I'm Martin Luther King. I'm bringing peace to the table.
And I know
it. I ain't bothering nobody.
Right. I know it to not be the case. Like, I know B. Scott is just generally a chill guy, but if you did not know him and he was like, I brought peace, it makes it seem like, hey, man, I would have came in here and terrorized y'all, but I decided against that. So y'all should be happy. No, that's what it sounds
to
like.
To me, it came across as, hey, I'm the gift.
It was Clint that needed the light.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Thank you, was it Sean Clint? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what was Clint doing? What?
I think we both could have done our podcast. Just would have been a little darker. That's all.
Hey, you couldn't get that money without him, though.
That's right. The revenue.
Hey,
fact.
You need to kiss the feet of the king. You wouldn't have made no money, man. But yeah, safe travels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're in the, they're flying, right?
They are flying. They're not driving to Florida.
I will give them some advice when the plane lands. Just clap. Just do a nice clap, man.
Clap?
Yeah.
Tell you what, these days.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just clap, man. Like, give it up. Give it up for the pilot, man.
Give it up for
they
everybody.
Need a little more love.
Are they going into West Palm Airport?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm guessing we'll get. I'm waiting for the text that'll get here in any second now, probably in the next minute or two. Did you hear them this morning talking about trying to go out there and dress as old-timey scouts at these games?
Yeah.
They need to do, like, I'm going to be so disappointed if that was just talk for a Friday a radio show as opposed to them actually coming through with, like, cigars hanging out there.
And a t-shirt and a collared shirt with shorts.
Yeah, I need them to do that. Like, I need to see it. Mm-hmm. To be completely honest, in fact, they're gonna miss us. They're gonna be out there like, damn, I wish everybody was there. But we won't be. They will be giving us boots on the ground information from West Palm Beach. So yeah, salute to them and salute to you, Fig, for the mixtape that you can get at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, we're getting ready to hand it off to Clinton Ron of The Drive. I know that Ron's got some takes today, which should be really fun on the show. But before we do that, we'll draft the weekend next.
Don't call me sensitive. Hell, your ass is sensitive.
I am sensitive.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Oh, yeah, the vibes headed into the weekend for the In the Loop boys are high, man. That is... It's a good jam coming
through. Very good one.
We are in a great place. Hope you also are in a great place here on this Friday on Sports Radio 610. Much appreciation to the various people who joined us on today's show. Ben Olson, who is the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. Eddie Nunez, the AD of the University of Houston. I feel like I'm missing someone. Did someone else join us at any point? Nope. I think so. And you, rocking with us all day long.
Happy to join you, Reggie.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
It's appreciation. Yeah. Looking good in anytime. That Dynamo kit.
I like it.
Hopefully every time, to be honest. don't be out here talking about any time like you got somewhere else to be. All right. We're getting ready to hand off to the fellas of The Drive, Clint and Ron. I know Ron has something on his heart that he has to let out that I'm excited
coming
to
in. Call me sensitive. Hell, your ass is sensitive.
I don't know if we'll get... Full.
You don't know that you don't. You won't.
But I know that there's some passion in there, so I'm excited to hear that. But before we get there, we got to draft the weekend. I feel like this is the one time that we come into a draft the weekend where I am the most exposed. Everybody knows exactly what my interests are, and yet, and still, here we go.
But do you have the first pick?
I feel like I should. I feel like I'm the one who hasn't had it most recently, and I'm probably going to go with the one that I probably should leave because I don't know that either of you guys are going with, but it is the one I'm most interested in. Give me a Better Be a Bevo, like
Part
of the century that it looks like we're getting, man.
Wow.
That looks like and what's funny is that's the one that I might not have the most opportunity to watch.
You reached.
Probably, but I'm trusting my board here.
Yeah.
And my board, like, I'm super excited for there's probably about three or four fights on this card that I am deeply interested in, and there's still more that are supposed to be good fights in that as well. So I'm super excited for that card. That's midday Saturday. And if you want to catch it, with some friends, Area 45 has the Area 45 anniversary happening at Home Run Dugout in Katy from 12 to 6. I'll be jumping out there as soon as I can get out of Iowa State, Houston at the Fertitta Center.
No, that's for sure. Go ahead, Figgy.
So mine is Houston and Minnesota.
Oh, you made my pick.
Rockets tonight.
Here. Yeah, yeah. I know Fred ain't playing, but I want to see how this. I kind of want to see how they play with Jabari now? Because I know at first in the beginning I was kind of like, yeah, Jabari is cool, but they rolling now. But
yeah,
now I really want to see Jabari with the squad now. Kind of miss him a little bit.
See, I thought you guys were going to make my choice easy. You made it more difficult.
You're welcome.
Because I thought you were going to leave me either with number 6 Tennessee at number 7 A&M or number 8 Iowa State at number 5 U of H. And now I got to pick between one of those two.
See how now I have yeah. I still have a choice here.
I feel like the better game, they're both going to be good games. Now my allegiance lies with A&M, but also with U of H. My kid went there, and obviously we've been out there a lot. I think I'm going to go U of H. I think that'll be
damn
more.
Man, I
think
I
that'll
be more. Do it. I thought he'd go to the A&M.
Iowa State at U of H. I think that's the one to go to. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to lie to the people. I think that the other game is very interesting, but it would not be true to what I'm doing on this weekend. I got to take the Texas Derby. I am very much in on seeing, you know, Houston Dynamo hopefully get a win against FC Dallas. I'm going to be out there tomorrow evening, so yeah, I have to take that one. Mm-hmm. Let's see if Dynamo can get it done.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So my this will probably be my last one. I'm sticking with the NBA, man. Cavs and Knicks tonight.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
It's a very good game.
High scoring offenses. I kind of want to see them duke it out a little
bit.
All
right. Well, I won this week's draft because I get to go to Iowa State, draft Iowa State and Houston and Tennessee at A&M. Two top 10 matchups. And there's no real crossover. One starts at noon, one starts at 2 p.m.
Yeah. You're going to have.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I feel like mm-hmm. that 2 p.m. one, are you going to. Well, I guess
I'll probably be out at
home run dugout because yeah. there's going to be plenty of opportunities to for watch that one, I'm yeah. sure. And I will take one more pick. I know that the round is mm-hmm. over. However, like I'm actually going to be really interested in watching Spencer Arrighetti go for.
Oh man, you're drafting spring training
if I can get it. Like that's the biggest. I don't know if I'll be able to watch it, but I am actually interested in seeing mm-hmm. some of this. And you were saying earlier that might be the day that we get Jose going. In left field?
On the weekend.
On Sunday?
On Sunday, yeah.
So that, yeah, man, there's clearly a lot of intrigue.
There's definitely some interest in that.
If I can get a chance to get my eyes on it. I know spring training games aren't always televised and are there for you to be able to watch it. So yeah, that's something I want to watch. Okay, see, now I already have to apologize because your boy was out here lying to the people. Mm-hmm. We welcome in the fellas of the drive for today. Clearly, Ron the Show Hughley. Luke Morrow.
How about that?
And for Clint Stern. I'm out here telling people that Clint's here. We got Luke here, baby. So shout out to the fellas coming in. I know that there's a lot of heat coming from show on this show.
You know, that's a big promise, man. I don't know if you sometimes.
I might be setting him up, but I've heard an excerpt of what is coming, mm-hmm. and I know he's passionate about it. Mm-hmm. I agree with him. And I think that it's a good take, to be completely honest.
Oh, so, because you agree with him.
That's right.
Hey, if you could have
said that. I didn't hide
that. That's how it works.
That's exactly. Hey, if I don't like it,
you know what? What a
wrong.
Great point you made. I'm right with you.
That's how it works.
Hey, if you was watching the Mo Carum Injury Lawyer webcam, mm-hmm. he was back here giving it up, man.
Oh,
he
man.
Sat back here with me, was giving it up.
I had the practice take in the back up there.
Fellas, how y'all doing?
Good, good. I'm going to take this over real quick.
Okay, you got it. You got it.
Because my man Luke is in the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Luke. Luke's in the building. Luke's 33 years old, originally from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
We got to figure this out.
What are we figuring out?
So yesterday I was astonished.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I like this.
That Tyler Milner did not have a particular artist yesterday. Never heard of her.
Do we know if Lopez has this in his bag either?
John Lye. If you don't.
John?
I know. You have to. You better know who this person is. Now I want to know if Luke does.
Mm-hmm.
You ready, Luke?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the artist Erykah Badu?
Oh, come on.
I know the name. I couldn't tell you a song.
But you've at least heard of the name.
Yeah, it's one of those, to me, one of those like pop culture things where I couldn't pinpoint it, but
see,
I know
the
name.
Very list. Tyler?
See?
Tyler never heard of Erykah Badu?
Not yet.
He hadn't heard of Erykah Badu at all. I thought you were just talking about song never, Tyrone.
Yeah. So at first, the way it came in, we had our winner. Shout out to Tyrone in Houston. He won 4 tickets to see Bun B yesterday.
Hey, big ups to
Check
Tyrone.
Check back in next Tuesday. You'll have a chance to win
on all the shows. Yeah, that's...
And so we've had a couple. We've had a couple where I come to the table and say, is this
mm-hmm.
a two Americas thing that maybe I just don't know about? I was extremely disappointed, Clint, even more, when Tyler said he had never
no,
had.
No, she's
when Tyler had said he never
she's
had.
She's won America.
He said he had never.
She's
Tyler said
America.
He had never.
I don't think
we
so,
always
dude.
Gauge
really?
On this. Tyler said he had never had collard greens in his life. And
that seems surprising,
Clint,
actually.
And Clint didn't speak to him for, I believe, a week mentally off the show. Clint was very.
It was a great week.
It was. Clint was very disappointed in Tyler. And that's what we measure it up to. So when Tyrone won, I you know, behind the curtain, yeah. I went, or the carpet, as we say on the yeah. drive, I went and talked back to him. I said, hey, you better call Tyrone. And I saw in his eyes.
You ever heard this song? I can see in his eyes he didn't have
just
it.
Wasn't
you ever heard
yet.
That song before? No, I didn't have it. In my mind, I'm like, damn, you ain't never heard Call Tyrone?
Yeah.
And then I thought, what?
At least heard of
and
Erykah
then I said,
Badu,
have man. You ever heard of Erykah Badu? And he said, never heard of that lady.
Wow.
Look, we all know
and
Tyrone.
Then we went through it, and people, they were up and down. Some people on the text line, some people said they had,
yeah.
they were with him, and some people were, poor people, were very disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how far the neo-soul even goes for Tyler.
But see, that's why, and we
I'm
had this
upset
conversation.
About the
I don't know, something. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I'm that more upset one, about the collard.
That one, agreed. You're
I mean, you just, yeah. that's a Southern thing. That's yeah. not even that too.
That's weird.
I got Luke. Collard greens?
Yeah.
Yeah!
He's from Connecticut! Insane. He's from Connecticut!
Blame my
parents, okay?
Hey, but wait. Can I hold this? Tyler, how old are you?
34.
How long you been out of your parents' house?
A while.
How long have you lived in the South?
My entire life.
Yeah, you can't blame
me. I can't believe you ain't run into him in College Station.
Baytown. Not only is that Baytown.
I'm ashamed.
That's why Bay, what up? I turned to Clint immediately and said, oh, y'all don't eat greens?
You can't go into, what's that seafood market? That seafood restaurant?
Baytown Seafood.
You can't even go walk into Baytown Seafood and not see collard greens?
I'm certain, Clint said, I've never been more disappointed.
Oh, hard ass.
But we got Erykah Badu in the business. So you have heard her. See, he said pop culture. You keep saying neo-soul. I get what you're saying. I think there are some neo-soul artists, and we will try them. Like, I'm certain Tyler's probably never heard of D'Angelo. But there are some neo-soul artists.
That name one D'Angelo song.
It's only one. It's just one very off-showed at all. But how does it feel? But Erykah Badu felt like she was over neo-soul. Like, she's got 20 Grammy nominations. I was like,
Biggie said he was surprised I hadn't heard of her, but I had listened and heard of Macy Gray.
Yeah, that was the one that got me. That's he crazy. Had Macy Gray, but he didn't have Erykah
Macy Gray
Badu.
I
can at least name a Macy Gray song.
Oh, look at...
Yeah.
I am so perplexed right now. I want to hang around for the show.
Next
but we've got to get it out of the way. So, in the loop, we're done for the week. We'll catch you next week. We leave you in the capable hands of these fine gentlemen, and I guess also Tyler Milner. All right, you're listening to KLT.
Damn, Reg.
Damn, man, you disappoint me. But
we're going to have some drinks tomorrow, out of Katie.
In his defense, my man went through, and he went in, on Erykah Badu. He played it every intro in. Hell, he played it on the way out a couple of
liked
times.
Liked what I was hearing, too.
He liked
good.
What he was hearing.
Good.
She has that effect on people. All right, KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.